All right, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Hello everyone watching. This is Yusuf Raza and we're doing Let's Grow Quran Daily. It's not coming out as daily as I'd wanted for it to come, but some of the ideas that I want to express are more difficult than I thought they would be. I wanted to keep it as simple as possible, but sometimes just the ideas get so overwhelming that for me to formulate how I'm going to present that, it's a little daunting. So, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, to be able to communicate what depth or what benefit this particular ayah has to offer us, especially reiterated, repeated in our prayers, there's a lot that I wanted, that I still want to communicate. One of the dimensions that I'm going to pick up on today is how our feeling of being unworthy may be somewhat addressed by how we carry ourselves or the attitude with which we recite Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim and ponder over it during our prayer. Please understand that all of what I'm talking about with respect to what these ayat of Surah Fatiha have to offer as benefit, as shifa, as a possible remedy of certain cognitive distortions or of certain pathological or depressive or depression promoting thoughts. All of these are thoughts or are concepts that are coming in that have to be first understood and believed in, right? And number two, repeated in our prayers. Because understand that depression or depression-like thoughts, they sustain themselves as beliefs over a long period of time and they translate into emotions. So as to be able to dispel them, so as to be able to contradict them and replace them, first we have to understand the newer, better belief, and then to be able to repeat it to ourselves, since the depressive thought and belief and the resulting emotion had a very long time to really sit in our brain and mushroom into other depressive thoughts, ideas, and emotions. Right? Or just replicate itself and become stronger and stronger. And so to be able to replace them with more adaptive, with more constructive, with more growth-oriented, with more optimistic ideas and thoughts, not only do we have to repeat them, but before repeating them, they have to be very, very believable, right? We have to understand and believe them. And it becomes simpler if we already, at least theoretically, hold on to that belief, but then it is a matter of strengthening, further consolidating that understanding, and then going on to repeat, 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 as prayer helps us do. And so the repetition that the depressive process has, or any other maladaptive, pathological, psychopathological process has, we get to offset that with these constructive practices aligned with our prayer, these constructive cognitive practices, thought practices that we align with the prayers that we're doing anyways, and we get a better realization of how Fatiha, Surat Fatiha, can be a shifa, a cure for what we ail from, right? So coming to Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim again, one particular very commonly seen pattern is that of a feeling of unworthiness, which is more common in those predisposed to depression and anxiety. But then every single one of us will, to a certain degree, experience that every now and then, right? A feeling of unworthiness, a feeling of just not being good enough, right? So one thing that stems from, one possible root or source of that, yes, there is a guilt, but then there is an exaggerated guilt. There is a pathologically, neurotically exaggerated guilt, something that a guilt should not be allowed to lead into, but it does, is with respect to feeling bad about ourselves, feeling unworthy about ourselves, and then how that stems from certain childhood or teenage experiences of not having been, the perception of not having been loved, right? Feeling that we were not worthy of love, feeling that we were not loved. Now, the key point here is feeling. That may or may not have been the case, right? Maybe the kind of love that was extended to us by our parents was insufficient, or maybe it was sufficient. Again, that being bracketed to a side, usually it is sufficient. Maybe it is not done in the most effective manner. Maybe it is not communicated in a language, in an emotional language that we understand. And so as far as parenting is concerned, we would stress upon expressing and communicating in a language that children would understand or teenagers would understand. But nevertheless, if we are now those adults who were those children or were those teenagers who felt unloved, that feeling is a reality in itself. Even if that wasn't a proper perception of reality, but it was there. It was misperceived, it was mistaken, it was a misunderstanding, but it persisted for years upon years upon years, and we carry it with us through our adulthood. And whatever childhood memories or teenage memories we do remember, they are colored and biased by that feeling of not being loved. And most of what we remember in terms of incidents and events are precisely those times when that feeling of unworthiness or lack of love, that my parents don't love me or nobody loves me, et cetera, was more pronounced, right? So those events are supercharged as they were emotionally, and so they are more they are better remembered or even misremembered, incorrectly remembered. Whatever the case may be, this leads for a lot of us to not give ourselves the leeway, not give ourselves the break that we need, not go easy on ourselves, and maybe not even consider ourselves worthy of growth, not even consider ourselves worthy of developing, of achieving, of doing great things, because we think we're not great people, we're unworthy because we were unloved. So one thing that Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim does, after Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen has already led for us to acknowledge that we do not have this inherent sense of entitlement that I should get everything good and great and awesome just because of who I am. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim communicates that you are still loved, that there is a mercy that extends to you despite not having that entitlement, right? That there is this love, this grace that is extended upon you, that is that reaches you, that has reached you, and that will be continuously available to you, is enveloping you right now, and is accessible to you now and in the future. And so to be able to reiterate that to yourself so as to fill that cup up, because really, to lead a meaningful life and become a loving person, feeling loved is important. As you constantly hear, you cannot serve from an empty cup. But let's be real. Sometimes when you're carrying that perception of not being loved by your parents throughout your childhood and teenage and even your life, and then you may not have the best relationship at home with your spouse, or siblings for that matter, whatever your immediate circle, family and friends is, they may genuinely be, and we are living in that society where people are so self-obsessed, where people are so self-centered, that even whatever relationships we do extend or whatever love we do communicate seems to be so utilitarian and self-serving, right? So to be going around with empty cups, to be going around with the feeling of not being loved or unworthiness, it's become a norm, even if it's not normal. It's pretty common, right? So Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, what it does is that it helps for us to offset all of those experiences in our daily lives and force us to consider and think and acknowledge that yes, we are being loved. Yes, we are being enveloped by grace. yes, we are being treated with mercy, right? And how all of those different things are, I really do want to go into more detail of that perhaps tomorrow. And once we get a recognition of that, this reiteration and this just pausing after Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim to think that, to believe that, to remind ourselves of that, it would help for us to be merciful to ourselves foremost. And then there is another dimension to this of being merciful to others, how that becomes something of a responsibility as a consequence, something of an embodying of an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is necessary for us to do, that we have to be merciful to others if we expect mercy for ourselves, right? So again, this is this will be picked up tomorrow. Thank you so much once again for watching. Let's grow Quran daily. Your support, your sharing, your comments, your appreciation would help ensure that this project continues as best as possible. And wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.